May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I wonder if there are some parts of the Bible that you really struggle to read and understand. Perhaps there are passages and stories that don't seem to make sense to you. Or perhaps some parts that do make sense, but you find them difficult, alarming, or even offensive. These parts are a bit like something with a stuck lid. Try as we might, the lid will not budge. But perhaps, in time, if we keep coming back to those stories, one day they will open for us. In this passage, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." I wonder how these words strike you. Perhaps they sound liberating. Or perhaps they sound a bit alarming, entrapping. For me, the story called to mind a scene in the Disney film Finding Nemo. It's a Disney movie set under the sea and tells the story of two fish. A father, Marlin, searching for his lost son, named Nemo. Now, towards the end of the movie, just as the two are finally reunited, there's a scary moment when the fish are caught in trawler's nets. Now, thankfully, Nemo has the idea to make the fish all swim down together, and the nets eventually break, setting the fish free. But it is quite an alarming scene and captures the sense of being trapped, or trapping others, that I first felt when I heard this story from Luke's Gospel. But thinking again, this story is like a lived-out parable with a key message about freedom. Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." Jesus liberates the fishermen. He sets them free. First, he sets them free from sin. One deep desire in all of us is for freedom. In our culture, perhaps freedom is the ultimate goal. We want to be free from illness, free from money worries, free from the drudgery of work. We want to be free to do what we want and have what we want and be who we want. That, it seems, is a life well lived. To look back and be able to say, "I did it my way." But soon we realize that freedom is elusive. We might find ourselves bound to others' expectations, a parent, a sibling, a friend, to financial obligations, as well as our own weaknesses. We can never be truly free by our own efforts. And Peter sees this too. When he encounters Jesus in the boat after this miraculous catch of fish, he realizes that he isn't free. Rather, he's trapped. "I am a sinful man," he says. He sees his weaknesses and wants to keep Jesus at a distance, even shouting out, "Get away from me, Lord!" But our sin never stops Jesus coming close to us. "Do not be afraid," he says. There is no mess too great for him. There is no situation too complicated for him. There is no person too sinful for him. In Jesus' life and his death on the cross, we see that there is nothing that God wouldn't do to save us. Through Jesus, we can know forgiveness of sins and what it means to be truly free. Free from sin, and so to be free to serve. "Do not be afraid," Jesus says. "From now on, you will be catching people." Jesus sees these men, these fishermen, but he also sees beyond them to the fully alive people they can be in God's kingdom. He sees beyond their work, their background, their reputation, and shows them what life is like in partnership with him. It's a life not of prosperity, but of abundance. Life to the full. And in seeing this, they leave everything and follow him. They leave everything and follow him. And yet nothing is wasted. In this new mission, they will be different kinds of fishermen, searching not for fish, but for people. Searching not to destroy, but to give life. Searching not to make a profit for themselves, but to make a name for God's kingdom. The disciples no longer catch fish to kill them and sell them in the marketplace. Now they catch people to set them free from what kills them and bring them liberty. The encounter with Jesus sets the disciples free from sin and gives them the freedom to serve. And this is the pattern of our discipleship too. We are set free from sin, free to serve God. We are no longer defined by our work, by the place we have come from, and by how others view us. Now our identity is in Christ. And our mission changes too. We are no longer working for ourselves, but for God's kingdom. Through God's Spirit, we are all builders in this kingdom, a place of true freedom, where God's reign of justice and mercy and peace is established. In this kingdom, we are called to serve others in love, to transform the unjust structures of our society, and to care for creation, sustaining and renewing the life of the earth. Each of us are called to listen to the stirrings of the Spirit, asking, where is God leading us into freedom? And how? Will he give us the courage to follow him into freedom? I wonder what this looks like in your everyday life. Because following Jesus into freedom will mean change. But this is transformation that gives life. It's not change to be feared. Jesus will lead us beyond our comfort zones, into new phases of our lives, or even new places. But do not fear. Nothing will be wasted. We know that in following his lead, we will be led into freedom. As we do this, our lives too become a parable of God's kingdom. It happened to Peter. It happened to Paul. It can happen to us. Together, our lives bear witness to God's freedom. It's like we are each a piece of a mosaic, building a picture of God's liberating love as we are set free from sin and set free to serve. I wonder, how is God calling you to share in this message of freedom? He called them then, and he calls us still. Amen.